The Florida legislature is still taking heat from people who want to see the state's Medicaid system expanded under the federal health care law. The House's failure to approve a plan that would have covered 1.2 million Floridians using federal dollars was the center of debate during a Suncoast Tiger Bay luncheon today in Pinellas County. State Representative Larry Ahern, a Republican, defended the House's proposal.
Because the House proposed a plan. We had a solution. But to compare it to Uncle Sugar Daddy was offering and to use real money, real state dollars in a balanced budget to be able to cover the parents of the children on Medicaid and all disabled adults with private health insurance, it would have been 120-0 again on that vote, but in this year, the plan failed in the Senate. So, we really have had a golden opportunity.
Tiger Bay member Deidre Roberts asked the next question.
Mr. Ahern, who is Uncle Sugar Daddy?
Thank you for that question. That would be our 16 plus trillion dollar in debt, partner in many ways at the federal level, who was proposing to add and has proposed in the budget, the latest proposed budget over the next 10 years, another up to $24 trillion. Money that doesn't exist at this time. That's the difference between what the House plan was offering and what we would do if and when, and it'd probably be more like when, they failed to be able to keep their end of the bargain. Where would the money come from?
Ahern's comments were in response to an audience question.
My name is David Outlaw. I basically represent the manufacturing community, but I have something that is near and dear to our hearts, and that's the medical coverages that we have. And I just wanted to ask for those that voted against the Medicaid bill, if they were a little bit embarrassed at having their picture on the front page of today's Tampa Bay Times for keeping their health coverage at $8.34 a month.
Republican Senator Jack Latvala defended the implications that was an act of hypocrisy.
Obviously, $8 a month for insurance is, it's an inflammatory thing. And that's the reason it was on the front page of the paper, to be inflammatory, to make people mad. But one thing I noticed about our budget this year is that every state employee, every elected official, every judge got a raise, except members of the Florida legislature.
But Representative Daryl Roussan, a Democrat, blasted House Republicans for leaving Medicaid expansion on the table.
The biggest boondoggle or loss of the session for me and for many of my colleagues and my constituents was the failure to pass health care. And I believe that the Democratic caucus stood strong on that. Thank God the Senate got it. Thank God the governor got it, but somehow the House totally missed it.
House Democrats, including Roussan, had used a parliamentary stall tactic for two of the final days of the legislative session to compel Republicans to discuss Medicaid expansion. It required bills to be read in their entirety. At hundreds of pages each, House Speaker Will Weatherford turned to an auto text reader to do the job. Republican Representative Ed Hooper criticized them for the move.
Unfortunately, there was one incident where, and if I offend anyone of the minority caucus, I apologize. You guys disrespected Will with your trick on reading the bills in full. He was hurt by that, and I think he certainly had a right to be hurt, and I wish that hadn't happened.
Another controversial issue this year in Tallahassee was the second effort in a row to pass the Parent Empowerment Bill, or Parent Trigger to its critics. Both last year and this, the measure failed after a tied vote in the Senate. Former Pinellas County School Board candidate Jim Jackson pressed members of the Florida delegation who supported the bill on whether they had any examples where failing schools have been turned around by parents under similar laws.
I look at the five schools we have in Pinellas County now. Those are five schools that have no parental involvement whatsoever. To think that parents in those five schools could go in there and vote 51% to reorganize that school when they're not involved. There's no PTA, there's no SAC committee. It's impossible.
Even though a lot of Tiger Bay members were critical of this year's legislative session, many of them also praised lawmakers for their work in passing an election reform bill and including funds in the budget for teacher raises. House Democrat Daryl Roussan, however, called the elections bill a reform of a deform, referring to previous legislation that shortened the number of early voting days in the state. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Pinellas County.